Hey everybody, and welcome to another edition of Books We Pretend to Read. This episode is not going to be like any episode we've done in the past. Chuck and I haven't done a episode in a while. I've done two, I think, maybe three, with a co-host, Jim. But Chuck and I haven't really got to talk that much. So this episode is going to be an update on what's going on in Chuck and I's lives. So, hey Chuck, how's it going? Yeah,
this is our disingenuous YouTuber apology video. where we're like, oh, hey guys, I'm so sorry I haven't posted a new video in a while.
Yeah, I guess this it is.
That's the problem. See, we need to start a Patreon and then get a bunch of money and then not deliver anything, and then this is our apology video. Isn't that that's what everyone does, right? Well, that's how you do it.
Well, we have no sponsors. We have, you know, no money.
Yeah, that's why. So Gunnar can't pay his internet because we don't have a sponsor. It's terrible. It's been rough. You guys don't know what's been going on, and we're here to tell you.
Yeah, so this is an update. It's not a book. We're not going to review a book. This is just kind of giving an update what's going on in our lives, because both Chuck and I have had some pretty major changes in our lives, and we figured we'd just do an update to kind of, yes, as an apology that things haven't been out, but also to let you know we're not done with this podcast. I very much enjoy doing it. I assume Chuck does. He hasn't told me otherwise. You want to start with you, Chuck? Do you want to answer the question of why I went to a guest host over the summer?
Yeah, sure. Well, I guess it was three things. Three things happened. It was like the perfect storm of three different conditions. One of those being, and I believe we've talked about this. I'm trying to remember the last podcast we did on here. Last time I did one, but I believe we talked about that. I recently switched jobs.
When did you switch a job?
Not so
recent. I can't remember.
Yeah, not so recent anymore. I guess it's been almost a year, but it feels like not too long. But as part of that, unfortunately, or fortunately, whatever, depending on how you look at it, the team that I'm on, we sort of have like a busy season and an off season. And the busy season is our conference season. And that begins right around, you know, early summer months, you know, that June, July. Honestly, it kind of starts around April, but it really picks up around June, July, August, and right on through pretty much all the way through November. So it's, you know, about half the year is sort of on, and then half the year is sort of off, where we you know, retool and post-mortem and see what we can do better for next year and all that. And that's just kind of how the team that I'm on works. So that kicked in, and right after work got into its sort of worst period, you know, the heaviest workload, I got a call from my landlord. I was renting a house, and I got a call from my landlord that he had a potential buyer. So to go back further, a couple of years ago when I started renting this place, it was sort of a rent or buy. They just wanted to get out of the house, and they kind of didn't care which it was. It was like whichever one was first. So I showed up and I rented it, but they didn't really want to be landlords. But they were fine with it as long as, you know, the mortgage was getting paid, yep. I guess. And the house hadn't been listed. So someone had actually gone and found the house in like some, you know, MLS, whatever thing. Yeah. Like some database, as like a previous listing, and came with like a cash offer. So it was a really tempting offer for my landlord, and they kind of wanted to, you know, get out of the being a landlord business. So it was like, hey, we want to sell this place. So I had a completely unplanned and unexpected move. People, you know, there's a lot of context to this. People are like, well, you know, you have rights as a renter and you didn't have to leave.
Yeah, but you don't want to be
which
that
is
guy.
True. But I'd be living in a place where I just cost my landlord a cash sale of it. So like I'd be moving no matter what when my lease was up, because he wouldn't want me to be there. And it probably wouldn't be a great relationship after I was like, no, screw you, I'm staying.
Yep.
So I figured the best thing to do on all sides was just to sort of, you know, take it as a sign. I was honestly planning to potentially move at the end of my lease anyway, but that was in April, which is our slow period at work. You know, or the end of the slow periods, I would have had all that time at the beginning of the year to be looking for a place and planning for this. So it just sort of accelerated that timeline. It just happened to accelerate it at literally the worst possible time with my job. And then concurrently, I had my son. So my ex and I share custody, and we split the summer like 6 weeks each. And we alternate, like sometimes you get the first 6 weeks and the other time you get the last 6 weeks. Well, I got the last 6 weeks, which were also in the busiest time, and now included in an unplanned move. So it was kind of a perfect storm of conditions where I had literally zero free time. If I wasn't working, I was trying to figure out, number one, trying to find a place to live, then trying to get packed. And I was moving in over the period of like a month because I didn't really, like, it was unplanned. I didn't have the money to deal with movers, like do a full move and everything. I just didn't want to pay for it. And if I wasn't doing one of those, then I was just trying to spend time with my kid, in any off time or downtime. So yeah, I was essentially a ghost. And you know, Gunnar and I had talked about it, and he's like, well, you know, I'd love to get some more shows recorded, I'd love to do whatever. And it's like, that's great. I would love that too, but I literally have no time.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of been my, at this point, oh, I don't know, on or off last 3 months. So yeah, I think that's right. So yeah. So that's where I've been. And that's why I haven't been part of the podcast for a little while, and why we've kind of, well, I think your story bookends right onto that. And that's why we haven't done any other shows since the ones that you've recorded with Jim.
Yeah, kind of like when you were starting to open up a little bit, I was closing down.
Right. Yeah, exactly. As soon as I had a bit of a lull.
Yep. I thought it would be easier, honestly, for me to keep this going in the middle of all the other chaos. And that's because I always probably think more highly of what I'm capable of than the reality. It's sad truth. But yeah, so yeah, you had to move, after starting a new job, which, you know, even though it's been a while, it's still that ramp up period. You know, having your kid, it's, you know, dealing with that over the summer as well. I moved too, as I know you're aware.
Yay.
My move was, I don't know, was it unexpected? It kind of was, but in a different way. I didn't have a landlord, obviously. But I've been in Atlanta, in the Atlanta area, for about the last 10 years of my life. I really enjoy the Atlanta area. Almost all of our guests that I brought in at some point in time probably came out of that area. And I've been in the same company for 5 years at Citrix, or I was at Citrix, but I too had a job change. And, I don't know if I really want to dig into that, any kind of the stuff behind that.
I don't think there's any need to.
No. in any case, I had a really good offer from Amazon, and, the caveat of the Amazon offer came with me moving to Seattle. So I'm talking to you right now from a rainy day, not surprising, in Seattle. And it's a big, big move for me, obviously, to move completely across country, different cultures, different climates, different cost of living. That's the one that's taking me the biggest by surprise. and right now I'm actually looking around my house because I'm sitting on my dining room table because there's no furniture in this house. My family is still in Atlanta. And that's difficult from my kids are in bed right now, and my wife's probably going to call me here shortly while we're recording, most likely to say goodnight to me. So the time zone difference is, you know, it's rough because when I get off work, I try to spend as much time talking to my wife, you know, seeing how her day's going, and because she's dealing with the move. We do have movers, let me just say that relocation packages doesn't take out the stress. It helps, you know, from the finances standpoint, but finances is, at this point in my life, finances isn't really the top concern with most decisions I make. It's the family aspects, it's the job, it's those things. So there's quite a bit of stress going on in my life, which is why as much as I would like this to have been our next book, even the book that I know you and I were kind of targeting of, what is it? How to Make Friends and Influence People. I think that's one you and I are targeting for the next podcast.
Yeah.
I've been listening to that book, you know, book on tape kind of thing, Audible. Yeah, I just, you know, to really wrap my mind around the principles and stuff in that book, I just don't have the mental capacity because I'm also dealing with the fact that, you know, I've started a new job. I'm not allowed to speak. Like there's a lot of social media policies I have at Amazon, which I probably can't even talk about what those policies are if I think about it.
You can edit that in post.
No, I won't. I'm not going to edit it. I'm not doing any editing to this, by the way. I probably should have told you that to begin with. This is just going out or it will never happen. But yeah, I've got new policies, procedures in place, and I'm not familiar with them. And so I have concerns about this podcast because this is very far outside the scope. This is the stuff that Chuck and I talk about. This is cool. I'm not worried about me doing the podcast. But as far as like me, you know, sharing what's going on at work, there's just know that it's a new job and new jobs take ramp up. And I'm excited for the job. It's in the industry that I have a huge passion for. It's a big change from what I'm used to. I'm used to being a very external speaker, customer, you know, I talk to a lot of customers and this is very different. I'm very much in the weeds of getting a product across the finish line. Which if you've listened to this podcast over the past year, you can tell that is something that I'm very interested in. And that's kind of what the podcast is based on is, you know, Chuck is the ear to engineering. I am the, you know, or he's the mind to engineering. I'm the mind to, from the product standpoint. And I think that brings an interesting color to when we discuss the books on technology or process or whatever that we go through in the podcast. That's the different worlds that we come from. And now I'm very firmly in that world. Citrix, I was more of a strategy person, which I really see that difference now between that role and the role I'm in now. Versus I'm very much an executioner right now. And that's a good change. It's something I wanted in my career, but it's a big learning curve. And it's a good one. So Amazon happened, which required me to move across the country. So moving happened. I think those were kind of my big things. Those are, you know, two big things going on. Which has caused a delay. And I do want to make one comment that I actually, not only are we delayed doing a podcast, I actually have podcasts that are already done. And I haven't released them because I've recorded them with Jim over the summer. I have not had the opportunity to actually go and edit those things because as you will see, any listener on this one, you will notice a lot of ums and pauses, which don't, I try to get rid of them as much as possible before we release a final product.
What are you talking about?
Exactly. And this one, you're going to hear it because I don't have time to edit it. So I apologize for the umming or any hissing or the quality of this podcast is maybe a little bit below what you're used to. And I do apologize for that because I do try to keep our quality quite high. See, there it is. But that's just, if you want to hear an update, I've just got to let this one go out raw. But that's what's going on. Chuck had a lot of stuff going on. I've got a lot of stuff going on.
Well, yeah. Well, and here's the icing on the cake, which is the lull that I had is now gone as well because I'm ramping up into yet another conference for November. And I travel. So as I ramp into that, as soon as I hit November, I travel to Barcelona, then back. Then the next day, I fly to Tokyo, then back. And then 2 days after that, I fly to Seoul, Korea, then back. Jeez. And that's the first 3 weeks of November for me.
Fantastic.
Three out and backs. So
take a book with you.
So November's not going to be a good month for books we pretend to read either.
Well, you can read them, though. You could at least do that. Which,
yeah, I guess I'll have some seat time.
I still have notes from Ready Player One from, what is that, March? That we were originally, yeah, it was March because we were
originally planning to do that.
We were, the original record date was set for April for that. And I still have all my notes. Yeah. So,
and April is when things start ramping for me, but they weren't that bad. And then the move thing for me followed shortly after that.
Yeah. So that's crazy.
Yeah.
So that's the backlog.
Yeah. So November's shot. So
that's fine. We'll get something in December. I will I will attempt to get the recorded one from the summer out there within that time. I just, my move isn't done, actually. I probably should state that. Like I said, this house has no furniture in it. My family's in Atlanta still. That move is mid-November. So yeah, my November is probably shot as well. Good thing we're doing an update podcast then, so people understand. We're not giving up, by no means. In fact, I have a backlog of books that I have read specifically for this podcast. And I have notes on those books. But, you know, we need to sit down and chat about them. And I really want to get to Ready Player One, because that was going to be like, it was going to be a big deal podcast. I know, because you do not like that book for a lot of Chuck-isms. Wow.
Spoilers.
Reasons. Well, I don't care.
Yeah,
we're not going to talk about the book itself. But there's a lot of Chuckism in your disagreement with that book. Your dislike of that book is similar to like your dislike for like Max or something. It's like it's like inherent in your who you are. You cannot like this book. Whereas I thought it was a pretty fun book. I might read it again before we do that podcast. So, but that was a fun one, and we had some kind of cool guest speakers lined up for that, and you know, things happen. So that's how it is. But I've got, for those that don't know, I have a Company of One already done. It just needs to be edited, where I brought Dane Young in he's a Company of One. He is living that book. So hopefully the next podcast will get out there shortly, which doesn't require anything from you, Chuck. Will be Company of One with Dane Young. Who started Young Tech, I think is the name of his company, if I recall. It's been several months since I've recorded that podcast. Chuck and I, obviously, as we just mentioned earlier, we have a plan to do How to Make Friends. What? Say it again. What is the name of that book?
How to Make Friends and Influence People, I think it is.
Right? Yeah, I think that's it. Which is a book that I think is about 80 years old.
How to influence friends and make people.
Yeah, something like
it's
that.
A
yeah,
I don't... book on dating.
Dating
and mating. That's how you make people. So
I really would love to have the conversation you and I were having the other night over text about dating and you, but I don't know if that's appropriate for the podcast or not, but,
no. Yeah, no,
we're
going to
avoid that one.
Is.
Okay. That's,
yeah. That's against,
I'll just say I noticed something
Amazon
about Chuck's followers. That's all. It's Chuck has a lot of female followers. I'll just say that Chuck's a stud. I'm going to say Chuck's a stud. There you go. That's as far as I will go.
All right. Yeah, this took a turn. This update took a turn.
I was telling my wife about that text. I said, I just text Chuck, are you attractive? She's like, what? I'm like,
if you're asking me, I would say no. Yeah.
I don't have a say here. I was like, but yeah, anyway. So yeah, this funny conversation that without context, it probably makes no sense at all, but that's okay. anyway, yes, we do have stuff lined up. We have books we're reading. I love talking about this. I love my chance to talk with Chuck. And as you can tell, Chuck and I haven't really had a lot of chances to talk. And so by doing the podcast, it actually is a good excuse for me to interact with Chuck. So yeah, it's not going anywhere.
Would you say that I'm attractive though?
No, we're not. Okay. But to help you out, I don't find myself attractive either. So I'm putting you in the bucket that I put myself in. So there you go. But I have no say on what is attractive or not. So I find my wife attractive. That's about as far as I'm going to go. Yeah, we'll use that dead air.
And on that note, yeah. Remember those pauses we said that you don't hear? That's one of them.
You're going to hear them. So yeah, I think that's good. Chuck and I have a lot of stuff going on. We're coming back, and we have some books lined up for the comeback. Plus I have books in the can. We will do Ready Player Run as much as Chuck will try to get around it. It's going to happen. And, yeah, you got anything else you want to add there? Any color there, Chuck?
No, I think that's good. And I think it's a fair update, and yeah, I think the plan is just, you know, come back strong in 2020 once, you know, you're a bit settled in at work and once things die off for me, because obviously December is going to be not a great month either, really.
We can get
like it never is, especially because you were probably just going to be getting moved in and settled, but just with the holidays and everything else. So
yep.
So I think 2020 2020 is our year. 2020 is the year of the Linux desktop.
The year of the Linux
desktop.
And
the books we pretend to read podcast. So both of those things, 2020.
All right, man.
That's my prediction.
I will say this, that since I'm in a new geo, I'm probably going to have to reach out to some new guests. The good news is I have some friends in this area because even though I've been in Atlanta, I've still been working in the Valley for a while. And I know that this is not necessarily the Valley, but it's kind of an extension of it. So I have my old boss lives up here, actually, so I could probably drag him in. And I've got a couple other decent contacts. The only ones I probably won't be able to reach is the people that actually work at the same company. I just feel like that could be kind of weird. So we'll stay away from that. But I have some other contacts in the area that I hope we'll be able to bring in as guests. So that's it. Thanks for listening to this update. Quick one. Looks like we only hit about 20 minutes. And we will talk to you, as Chuck said, probably 2020. But I promise I will get a new podcast out within this year. It's just going to be a podcast I recorded this past summer. So... there will be something before the end of the year, but that's it. All right, man. Chuck, thanks for giving me 20 minutes of your time, which we know was more closer to an hour because of the issues I had, but appreciate your time.
Yeah, well, as I say, and I get to immediately go back to work. It's about 8:30 my time, 8:30 at night, and I'm going to get back to work for like the next 4 hours or 5 hours.
Awesome.
So yeah, good stuff.
Have fun with that. All right, thanks, everybody. All right. Thanks for listening.